This is Ted Kennedy. The shortage of nurses is a growing threat to the quality of health care. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, hospitals can't operate without nurses. That's why hospitals in every section of the country are alarmed by the increasing shortage of nurses. Unfilled nursing positions doubled from 1985 to 1986. The vacancy rate could hit 40% by 1990 if the trend is not reversed. 87% of hospitals report extreme difficulty in recruiting nurses for intensive care and coronary care units. The problem, Bob, is that nursing is no longer one of the few careers open to women. The work is hard, the hours are long, and the pay is low. We can't do nothing while the shortage worsens, Bob. I've introduced legislation to encourage innovative programs for recruitment, training, pay, and other benefits for nurses. It's not a budget buster, Bob, which means even you may be able to support it. Are you aboard?
Ted, once again, we can agree on the problem, but not the solution. The shortage of nurses is a serious problem that could lead to a decrease in quality of care, particularly in our hospitals and nursing homes. But the answer is not to put money into nurse recruitment centers or to provide funding to some outside organization to test out new theories of retention. Let's talk to the experts and get to the root of the problem. Nurses have tough jobs. They're asked to work long hours under tremendous pressure and increasing responsibilities. The situation is getting worse as the patients they care for are often sicker than their predecessors. What we need to do is to find a better way to pay for these services so the severity of the patients is recognized and hospitals are more fairly reimbursed and nurses adequately compensated. Ted, instead of a Band-Aid for this real problem, let's find a cure. This is Senator Bob Dole. Special interests say they're calling the shots in Ted's Labor Committee. Will he stand up against them? Find out on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.